the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kevin Hart was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and joked about losing money at casinos.
Oh, God, Kevin Hart, here we go with this one.
If you guys go to some of the casinos I've been, you'll actually see where my losses have went. I think at the Cosmopolitan, I'm probably responsible for the chandelier. I definitely put that at Aria, they recently got leather walls and an elevator. I'm quite sure I did that. That's me. Anytime I see things change after a loss, I go, yep, that's me right there. I definitely did that. I'm interior decorator.
He then got a little more serious and explained to Jimmy his approach to stand-up comedy.
But I mean, I think that's the beauty of stand-up comedy when done correctly, you know? Honesty and authenticity is what people respond to. Ultimately, you want to laugh at what you can relate to and what you believe. So putting my life out there in full is what I do and what I've been doing.
That's got to be hard for him to put his whole life out there, too, just because of all the scandal that's come with that.
I would love to put my life out there, but I could never be an actual comedian because I'm not funny.
You do put your life out there.
But I mean,
every
like, I guess
here.
I said it wrong, Liv. I mean, I wish I was actually funny. Because,
like a stand-up comic?
Yeah, because I put all my crap out there. It's not that funny.
Yeah, it's kind of more sad.
Yeah, and depressing. Okay, let's move on.
Sandra Oh was on Ellen yesterday and described what her experience was like hosting Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
The highs are so high. I remember thinking, because it's like, I'm well into my middle age, and it's like it finishes at 1, and then you're supposed to go to an after party, and I was just like, are you kidding me? I am going to be asleep at like 1:15. And nope, no, absolutely. I didn't get sleep till like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're just completely buzzing.
I think I would rather party with Saturday Night Live people than like actually host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty crazy. I would love to host SNL, but
it's just, I would love to too, but I mean, they're like a wild group.
I don't think I could actually party with them. They'd probably kill me.
I think I could keep up. Colton Underwood was on the new talk show Lady Gang when he made comments about a delicate subject matter with females.
Do you notice if I'm wearing a cute underwear or like a period underwear?
There's a difference.
Yeah, girls have special underwear. It's designated for your type of
the month. It's already f***ed up.
You keep them around?
Yes.
You've got to.
Go buy new underwear.
Every single month.
It happens every month, Colton.
Throw them away and go buy
new underwear. You are wasteful.
Okay, throw them away. I, as a husband and a boyfriend, will go buy you new underwear.
We need you to buy us new underwear then.
So if you wash your pants, are you going to just wash them?
Yes.
No, you're throwing them away.
No, I'd wash those. Wash them twice.
So he is catching some major heat about this on social media. Women are not happy about the judgment he passed on it, especially calling it gross and comparing it to pooping. And people on Twitter are calling him immature. This is my favorite, this next one. They're calling him a man-child. And they're saying that if they heard their fiancé saying this kind of stuff, they would rethink the marriage.
What do you think about it, Liv?
I mean, I don't per se do this, but I know a bunch of women that do. And
what, like, they throw them away?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay. They keep them. Okay,
they
okay.
keep them. I don't, but like I know a lot of women who do. And I mean, I just don't think he should be passing judgment because he has never been in that shoe. He has never had something that monthly happens. It is such a hassle. It happens all the time. You think you're going to be able to control it and you can't. Like, why is he passing judgment on that? I'm sorry, sir. You have no room to talk. You have no idea.
I think he was just kidding and kind of answering the question. I don't think he was like...
Yeah, but also like comparing it to like pooping, I also don't like because it's not like we choose this. It's not like this is like a bad habit that we can't kick or this is something like pooping has been made to be so gross and like an don't talk about it, girls poop glitter, like it's not talked about and it's made to be like a very taboo thing, and I just don't think
not on this show
like
I talk all the time, let people know when Alex or Liv in the bathroom pooping.
Well, yeah, and I know, which I like, but for the majority I just don't think period should be like that. Like women have them, it's a natural thing, it's fine. It, like, we shouldn't be hiding them.
I feel like these girls shouldn't have asked him that question. It's like they set him up
for failure, yes.
Well,
shame,
I think these girls
women.
On the show can be a little petty on that show, but I mean, whatever. He still kind of failed the question. Anyways, Angelina Jolie isn't running for office right now. She said, never say never when she was asked if she would consider running, but she said, right now I'm looking for others' leadership. And coming up next in the next garbage, Matthew McConaughey revealed something very shocking last night.
All right.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.